Penguin Audio presents Collapse by Jared Diamond, read by Christopher Murney. A few summers ago, I visited two dairy farms, Hull's Farm and Garter Farm, which, despite being located thousands of miles apart, were still remarkably similar in their strengths and vulnerabilities. Both were by far the largest, most prosperous, most technologically advanced farms in their respective districts. In particular, each was centered around a state-of-the-art barn for sheltering and milking cows. Both farms let their cows graze outdoors in lush pastures during the summer, produce their own hay for feeding the cows through the winter, and increase their production of hay by irrigating their fields. The two farms were similar in area, a few square miles, and in barn size, Hull's barn holding somewhat more cows than Garter barn, 200 versus 165 cows respectively. Both farms were located in gorgeous natural settings that attract tourists from afar, with backdrops of high snow-capped mountains drained by streams teeming with fish. Those were the shared strengths of the two farms. As for their shared vulnerabilities, both lay in districts economically marginal for dairying, because their high northern latitudes meant a short summer growing season in which to produce pasture grass and hay. Because the climate was suboptimal compared to dairy farms at lower latitudes, both farms were susceptible to being harmed by climate change. Both districts lay far from population centers to which they could market their products, so that transportation costs and hazards placed them at a